Welcome to the first Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2010, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Jane Green, fulfill some requests, do that thing, go to the dogs, and listen to this past week in recording history. Listener Len in Washington State sent an email the other day asking if I have ever played any records by Oliver Cobb. I don't think so, but I'm about to.
Share. I'm going down on Market Street. That's where the women all meet. That's where the men do the Georgia rub. The women fall in line with their big wash tub. Beep bop bop dog, wah da da dog, wah la da da da, la da da da, bop da 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 da, beep da 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 da, la da 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 da. Thank you.
By request of listeners Tom and Rita in England, that was the All-Star Trio and All the Quakers Are Shoulder Shakers from October 22, 1919. But before All the Quakers Are Shoulder Shakers, they introduced Take Me to the Land of Jazz, When the Preacher Makes You Mine, and Jazz Baby. The All-Star Trio consisted of saxophonist Wheeler Wadsworth, pianist Victor Arden before he teamed up with Phil Oman, and xylophonist George Hamilton Green. Before that, we heard Harry Dial's Bluesicians with drummer Harry Dial himself performing the vocal on When My Baby Starts to Shake That Thing. That Vocalion 78 was recorded on November 19, 1930. When My Baby Starts to Shake That Thing was written by pianist and bandleader Lloyd Smith, whose own band, Lloyd Smith's Gut Bucketeers, was also recording for Vocalion around that time. That was preceded by both sides of a Brunswick 78, which represents fully half of the recorded output of Oliver Cobb and his Rhythm Kings. We heard Hot Stuff, followed by the Ducks' Yes, Yes, Yes. Cornetist Oliver Cobb provided the vocal on both of those sides, recorded in Chicago on August 15, 1929. Oliver Cobb's other session was in Grafton, Wisconsin around August of 1930, in which he recorded Cornet Pleading Blues, Parts 1 and 2, issued on Paramount. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We just heard When My Baby Starts to Shake That Thing, but nowhere in the song does it say exactly what that thing is. I don't think it was shoulders, as in All the Quakers Are Shoulder Shakers, but in an effort to figure out just what that thing is, we've got a whole set of songs about that thing. Beginning with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra.
I'm doing that thing, getting that swing, falling in love. Thank you.
on love every time I breathe, I need a kiss. Oh, baby, might as well be crazy as be like this. So I'm standing brave, ready to start, following through. I'm saving to try, trying to say, making you blue.
That thing that makes birds forget to sing. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got that charm, that subtle charm, that makes young farmers desert the farm. 'Cause you've got that thing, that certain thing.
You've got what Adam craved when he was loved, for he was tortured. She only had an apple tree, but you've got an orchard.
You've got those ways, those taking ways, that makes me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. You've got that thing.
Thank you. I got that thing. Yes, no one on earth will be right in line till they get that thing. Why, before the girls would look at me, now they all rave for my company. I knew someday they would fall for me, 'cause I got that thing. Oh, and no one knows what it's all about until they get that thing. Yes, indeed, it seems as though all the world is out looking for that thing. I doubt, boy's a funny old thing, that when I'm down, it makes everyone on earth want to shout. I wouldn't whisper, but I'll tell it out, that I got that thing.
Thank you.
Between 1923 and 29, clarinetist Johnny Dodds recorded with Louis Armstrong's Hot 5 and Hot 7, with Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, and under his own name, but we just heard him with the Dixieland Thumpers and Sock That Thing, a Paramount 78 waxed around December of 1927. The other members of the group were Natty Dominick on cornet, Jimmy Blythe on piano, and Johnny's younger brother, Warren Baby Dodds, on washboard and drums. Before that, it was King Oliver and his orchestra, directed by Louis Russell, and I've Got That Thing, from January 16, 1929. The vocalist there was Walter Fats Pichon, who wrote I've Got That Thing, along with Louis Russell and drummer Paul Barberin. That was preceded by alto saxophonist Tommy Bonn and his Penn Sirens Orchestra, directed by Ed Kirkaby, who also sang the vocal on You've Got That Thing. That Odeon 78 was from a February 4, 1930 session, which also produced an instrumental version of You've Got That Thing, which was issued on OK. We began that set about that thing with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, and I'm Doing That Thing. The vocal on that July 29, 1930 Victor recording made in Hollywood was the Ambassador Trio. I hope that after this next set you don't think the show is going to the dogs, because here, for no reason whatsoever, other than I happened across a recording of Bow Wow a couple of weeks ago, is a set of Bow Wow songs, starting with the ODJB.
Thank you. Oh, I got a gal, 6 feet tall, sleeps in a kitchen with her feet in the hall. She's got a sister, she's tall and keen, she runs her tongue like an English queen. Bow, wow, 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 I got the bow, wow, blues. I got a gal, she rides a riverboat, she can make a good mule, leave his old. She's got a sister, she's tall and rough, she's a hometown gal that knows her stuff. Bow, wow, 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 I got the bow, wow, boo. I got a gal, she's a vamp of the town, she's picked a tailor-made, no hand-me-down. She's got a sister, she looks so bum, but she's got my ways of loving and Wrigley's got gum. Bow, wow, 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 I got the bow, wow, blue. Got a gal, she's 6 feet tall, sleeps in a kitchen with her back to the wall. She's got a sister, she's tall and keen, she struts her stuff in a Ford limousine. Bow, wow, 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 I got the bow, wow, blue. She comes to town in a broken down feather. She's got a sister and her name is Kate. Struts her stuff in a Cadillac 8. Bow, wow, 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 I got the bow, wow, boo.
The Allen Brothers, Austin Allen on banjo and doing the vocal, and Lee Austin playing guitar and kazoo on Bow Wow Blues, recorded by Columbia in Atlanta, Georgia on April 7, 1927. This was their first record, and they recorded for Columbia, Victor, and ARC over an 8-year period, but during the Depression, Lee became an electrician, and Austin worked in New York City as a bartender. Before that, we heard the All-Star Trio once again, and Bow Wow, written by saxophonist Wheeler Wadsworth. The recording we heard is from September of 1920, but they had also recorded it in November of 1919. We began that Bow Wow set with the original Dixieland Jazz Band and a different Bow Wow blues altogether from the one by the Allen Brothers, this one written by Cliff Friend and Nat Osborne and recorded December 1, 1921. Yesterday, January 2nd, marked the birth in 1897 in Louisville, Kentucky, of Jane Green. She grew up in Los Angeles and by age 19 was appearing at McKee's Cafe on Spring Street. It was there she met and in 1918 married pianist Jimmy Blyer, and together they appeared in Ziegfeld's 9 O'Clock Review and Midnight Frolic. She began recording in 1920, making 2 sides for Pathé and over the next 7 years another 18 sides for Victor. Jimmy Blyer died in 1924, and later that year Jane became involved with Isham Jones, whose composition My Castle in Spain was written for her. In 1925, she traveled to London, appearing with great success at the Piccadilly Hotel and the Kit Kat Club. In 1927, Jane married Ron Wilson, but that same year she was in an automobile accident, which took a toll on her career. She appeared in 2 Vitaphone Varieties short films in 1928, and her last recording was an off-camera vocal in the RKO picture The Delightful Rogue. She died of an apparent paralytic stroke in Berkeley, California in 1931. Here's Jane Green.
pair with me and the boyfriend and me. We stick together like sap to a tree. He's like a diamond, a little bit rough. But when he loves me, he shines with his stuff. Sometimes we battle like all sweethearts do. After the battle, oh, we sit in the park and get that kiss in the dark. I mean the boyfriend and me. Every night I dream of him, he also dreams of me. Visions I can see what the end will be. I will take our married life and hang it on the wall, waiting for love's call, sweetest of them all. Me and the boyfriend and me. We pal together and keep company. He comes to my house and eats what there is. I'm on a diet when I go to his. Both of us working, we'll plan some away. Out of our week salary, when we save up $10, say we'll be married, dear love. I mean the boyfriend and me. Me and the boyfriend and me. We're like two lovers that coo in a tree. We go to ball games and fights, you can bet. We don't miss nothing if passes we get. Saturday evening, we take in a dance. Sunday in church we must be. We're not millionaires, but listen, who the duck cares? I mean the boyfriend and me. He drives a car for some big millionaire, and after hours, oh gee, the country is grand, and how he drives with one hand. I mean the boyfriend and me. Thank you.
much I love you. Honey bunch, I'm always thinking of you. And when you look at me like that, my little heart goes pit-a-pat. When I'm in your arms, then I'm in heaven. And when I have you, I can never ask for more. You're the one that I adore more. Honey bunch, I've got a hunch you love me dear. Gosh, oh gee, goodness me, honeybee, can't you see you thrill me with your charm? I feel great, just can't wait till the day you're my babe, so cuddle in my arms. And before you go, dear, you must know, honey bunch, you know how much I love you. Honey bunch, I'm always thinking of you. For every time you smile at me, you're just as sweet as you can be. And listen, when I touch your ruby lips, your kisses thrill me through and through. You're the sweetest in the land when holding your hand is grand. And honey bunch, I got a hunch you love me too. When I'm in your arms, then I'm in heaven. And when I have you, I can never ask for more. You're the one that I adore more. Honey bunch, I got a hunch you love me.
Jane Green with Nat Shelkert and the Victor Orchestra and Honey Bunch from March 4th, 1926. Before that, Jane was backed by the Victor Orchestra, directed by Leroy Shield, on If I'd Only Believed in You, written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt, and recorded November 1st, 1926. We began our little tribute to Jane Green with Me and the Boyfriend, waxed November 11th, 1924. Me and the Boyfriend was written by James Monaco and Sidney Clare. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Hal Kemp and his orchestra.
I'd like to be a gypsy, a gypsy, meeting someone like you. No one can tell me now that dreams don't come true. I'm glad you waited, for who can see how well we're mated, it seems to me. All this was fated up in heaven above, and sweetheart, now I'm in love.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Hal Kemp and his orchestra, credited on the label of that OK 78 as the Carolina Club Orchestra and I'd Like to Be a Gypsy. The vocalist on that December 27, 1929 recording is unidentified, but I'd Like to Be a Gypsy was written by Ned Washington and Michael Cleary. That was followed by the Rhythmic Troubadours, a Stan Greening band, and Now I Am in Love, recorded on New Year's Day, 1930. The vocalist was Tom Barrett. We finished up with the Clevelanders, a pseudonym used by Brunswick for Harry Reaser and his orchestra, but here by the Plaza Music Company for Jack Albin's Hotel Pennsylvania music, and Lucky Me, Lovable You, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. The vocalist on that January 3rd, 1930 recording was Scrappy Lambert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.